Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Wall Street starts another week after the President's Day holiday, and oil in the spotlight once again.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Saudi Arabia and Russia have a deal concerning oil production. They want to freeze it. And that appears to be having some impact on Wall Street. Let's bring in Bruce Biddles. He's the chief investment strategist at R.W. Baird & Company. What do you think this oil deal means, and why are we seeing a positive response at the opening bell on Wall Street?
The opening bell response in New York today is simply a reflection of what happened over the weekend in foreign markets, where they cheered the possibility of a production halt or production cap on oil, unfortunately that production cap was set at a very high level, which is almost meaningless. Oil prices rallied over the weekend, but they've already given up some of that already, so that's being less and less of an influence here. And so I think what really is propelling the markets, or could propel the markets from here, is the fact that central bankers have pretty much assured the markets, not the Federal Reserve Board, but other central bankers in Europe and Asia, that they will be willing to do a whole lot more in terms of stimulus if the economies require it. So I think that's helped also. And so that's where we stand. The market in New York's been in a trading range basically since the lows we made in January 20th, down around 1810 on the S&P. Since that time, there's been a lot of negative news, and yet the market's still around 1880 today, so we're still above those levels, and I think that's a pretty good performance. And the two strongest things, underpinnings for the market, I believe, are one, the U.S. economy, I think, is a little stronger than most people give it credit for, and that should help support the market. And two, investor sentiment is about as negative as I've seen it in quite some time. And that typically suggests that a lot of liquidity has been building on the sidelines to at least support a short-term rally. So I think that's where we stand.
Let's talk about that in investor sentiment. Normally, before you have the worst day, you have like a capitulation. Are we there yet? Has fear taken over?
No, we've seen a lot of fear in terms of the sentiment indicators. It shows people are pretty nervous. Investors are pretty nervous. But in terms of capitulation, we have not seen it. I mean, we haven't seen a period where the market is just being thrown, where the stocks are being thrown overboard. And you would see that show up in the CBOE Volatility Index, known as the VIX. It got above 40 back in the summer when we had that August-September decline. And since that time, it's not even approached 40. So I think something over 40 reading there would be helpful. Right now, as we speak, it's 25.
Now, you mentioned the economy. We do have some economic news this week. We have a pair of reports on housing. We also get the weekly jobless claims again, and two reports on inflation, one wholesale, the other retail. What do you have your eye on for this week when it comes to the economy?
Well, I think the inflation reports are important in this regard. If they come in and shows that inflation is non-existent or deflation or disinflation is still with us, I think it takes the Fed rate hike off the table for March for sure. And the second thing we're looking at is jobless claims. If the economy is going to enter a recession, you'd normally see those balloon first. They're a good leading indicator for the economy. So those are the three reports, the PPI, the CPI, and the jobless claim numbers, I think, are most significant.
We also get the Fed minutes Wednesday afternoon. Will you watch that at all, or is that a story that has already been told, given Janet Yellen's appearance on Capitol Hill the other day?
Yes, I think you're correct. I think that's already built into the market from her comments last week.
Anything else that you plan to keep your eye on? Well, it's like being on a roller coaster, isn't it, Bruce? You don't know where it's going.
I think it's critical that the markets hold above water this week. In other words, it's critical they don't take out the 1812 low on the S&P 500. If it did that, I would think it would be problematic.
And would it be watch out below if we do crash through that?
Yeah, I think that would be it would not be good.
He's Bruce Biddle's chief investment strategist at R.W. Baird & Company. Bruce, thank you for joining us, and thanks for your insights.
Well, thanks for having me.
And keep in mind, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
Let WSJ Podcasts fuel your goals and dreams. Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.